Okay,
I think
you get no.
No, I think you
go.
You talk first.
Should I start?
You can start if you want. Okay. I mean, we need to start the podcast somewhere. So, like,
okay, ready?
No,
okay.
No.
Well, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
You start.
Somebody walks into a room, you're doing something, and you have to turn and say, "This is not what it looks like."
Never a good look for you. Always a funny story for the rest of us.
Yeah, if you'd like to share your story, we'd love to hear from you on the Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline. Our number is 615-553-0933. Jot that number down, 615-553-0933. Greg has one to start us off with.
Okay.
It's pretty uncomfortable. Go ahead.
I'm embarrassed to even say this is not even what it sounds like.
All right. Let's hear it.
So at a house party in college, we lived a few blocks away from Belmont, and I ended up in this girl's room with this girl, and we were super drunk, and she decides to do some kind of striptease thing, and she gets her shirt caught on her head, and while she's trying to get out of it, she passed out.
Oh.
So I figure I'll be a gentleman.
Okay.
And I would just like drag her to her bed and like let her sleep it off and
drag
go
her.
On my way. But I was having trouble walking too, so I grabbed this baseball bat.
No.
And I decided to use it as a cane to help me walk while I was dragging her back to the bed.
Oh.
And that's when all her roommates came back to her room, and they come in, and they thought I'd clubbed her. And I was like Cane Man carrying her back into my cave as my prize.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's amazing.
I was like, this is not what it looks like. And you're like,
wow. Okay, well, this is not a competition, but if it were,
that's hard to
Greg
beat.
Is the leader in the clubhouse right now.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you'd like to tell us your story that ends with, this is not what it looks like, we'd love to hear from you. Of course, you can call the Shinglesmith Hotline at 615-553-0933. You can also leave us a comment on the 93.3 Totally Hits Facebook page.
Right. You can also leave us a voice message on our app, on the 93.3 Totally Hits Nashville app.
There's so many ways
yes.
for you to not reach out and pay little attention to us.
Exactly. And the best ones will go on the air. It'll be fun. Last night, of course, there was the Billie Eilish concert at Bridgestone Arena. So many people have been sending in pictures of our pictures in the bathroom because we have the little advertising
yes.
in the ladies' room and in the men's room, so you can't avoid us.
That's right.
So, yeah, it's funny. It's like...
You cannot escape.
Thanks for keeping an eye on things. In a nicely, freshly painted bathroom at Bridgestone, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing some painting here in our studios. I guess they're doing some improvements. The kitchen is right now about to be painted.
Right. They just did the Eurostone countertops
yeah.
in there.
Looks nice.
Okay, so they're trying to up the game for the rest of the room, including
right.
the walls.
So,
and they took
yeah.
everything off the walls.
Including the employee suggestion box. Which,
I don't see these everywhere.
No, they're still around, but you know this one has been up there for quite a while.
All right. Well, no, I asked around yesterday as they were taking it down, and nobody seemed to have the key.
Right.
So, what we had to do was we used like a screwdriver and a hammer, and we kind of like
yeah.
pried it open.
We pried open the suggestion box, and we thought, okay, well, what's inside?
Yeah. It was seen to be full,
yeah,
so we said, well, let's find out what the
yeah.
employees said we should do.
Let's see. Here's some suggestions. Okay, this has been in there for a while.
Okay.
Asking, when is the drawing for the free dinner for two at NASCAR Cafe?
Mm.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah,
it's probably expired.
Yeah, probably has.
Yeah. Let's mm-hmm. see. I got one here. Let's see. Okay. I think next year's company picnic should be at Opryland.
Okay, so that was
yeah.
that's an old one.
All right.
Okay.
Don't know if they followed up on that one or
okay.
not.
We're this here. One is a complaint saying, please tell the DJs to stop making fun of President Nixon's nose. Okay, so that's been in there a while.
All right, here's what is dated.
Mm.
It looks like March 4th, 1995. Let's take a weekend for a bonding trip to go see a professional sports team.
We still have to do that. We have,
if we want to see a pro team,
a pro
play,
team,
we might have to leave town.
Yeah, you can see a professional team play, or you can just settle for a Titans game.
All right,
it's so, sad but true. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. I guess that's why they don't have these boxes anymore.
Yeah,
anywhere.
Nobody ever opens it to check. Three things you want to know this morning.
So soon-to-be President Trump is putting together his cabinet, and one of the people he's been talking about putting in charge of health is RFK Jr.
Right, the guy with the brain worms.
Yeah, the same guy who not that long ago saw a dead whale on the beach, cut off its head, put it on the hood of his car, and drove it home.
That's the person I want in charge of my health care.
He said one of the first things he wants to do is target processed foods, which is actually not a bad thing.
That is not bad.
Yeah. And he specifically mentioned Fruit Loops, how it has like 19 ingredients in the United States. But if you go to Canada, it's got 3. And most of the extra ingredients are like the colored dyes. So, a lot of people are saying, you know, that those have not been good for people. So.
That's, in Europe, there's things that you can't even buy there that we have in our food every day here.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas,
So, it's bad. Yes, for one of the first things they're going to do is tackle the Fruit Loop problem.
Fruit Loop. Hey, if you love dogs and you have more money than sense, Louis Vuitton has a new $60,000 doghouse. It's part of their new pet line that includes a $2,200 dog bowl, a $470 leather poop bag holder.
Okay.
So there you go. If you want to impress all the other uppity dogs in Green Hills.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. I have some sad news in entertainment. Ray Gunn. The most excellent breakdancer from the Summer Olympics is retiring.
No, she's not going to do the Velociraptor prance anymore.
Well, she says she is, but just at home.
Okay, all right.
She is no longer going to be publicly dancing after the Paris backlash.
Oh, that's too bad.
We'll miss ye. What will we dress for Halloween as next year?
I know. You will be missed, Ray Gunn. 95.1 and Murfreesboro Totally Hits. Totally Nashville. Woody and Jim in the Morning. And rapper and financial advisor, MC Hammer. We have Gender Wars coming up. We have Donna, who is ready to play for the ladies. So, guys, we need you to call to play Gender Wars. 615-553-0933. So ladies like to clog up the line, so that's let the guys through.
Guys, if you don't call, you know, she's going to play by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And while it would be sad, it would also ensure her victory.
That's true.
So
yeah.
Don't let her go uncontested.
This morning we're having fun with stories that end with, "This is not what it looks like." You say you have one?
I do. We have somebody standing by to tell one with a little bit of an international flair.
I know.
But this is kind of funny because this is not international. This is Hermitage, where I live. I had this is not what it looks like moment. We still have, my wife insists that we still have duplicate checks, you know, where you write.
Oh, you get the carbon copy checks?
Yeah. We've never needed them.
Yeah.
Ever, but we still get them, right?
Okay.
So she goes to write a check and she sees like the carbon copy of the last check that was written.
Right.
And it said, "To the Weed Man, $75. Okay. And she's looking at me like, "How do you explain this?" And I said, "This is not what it looks like."
Yeah.
And actually, it's we have a lawn pest, you know,
come out spray
service,
for rug,
dandelions and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's the guy
is the Weed Man.
It's Weed Man.
Yeah.
And I think I put the it was like the first check we wrote to him, you know. So I'm like, I don't know, the Weed Man. I was like, I trust you. It's just so we have a nice lawn.
I love that.
I don't know Willie Nelson or Snoop.
All right, we have Heather on the line with it's not what it looks like story with an international flavor.
So this must have looked so bad. I was an English teacher in Korea for a while when my husband was serving there.
Oh.
And I was sitting in my classroom one day doing grades, and there was this knock on my door, and one of my coworkers, who is Korean, was complaining about his back that he injured playing soccer outside the school.
Okay.
And so he shows me this hot pack that he's like begging me to put the hot pack on his skin. So he pulls his pants down.
Oh, God.
And he turns around and asks me to put it like at his lower back, right above his plumber's crevice.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Tramp stamp. Yes.
And before I gave him a say so, even before I put it on his body, there was a knock on the door and the principal comes in and she's showing people around on a tour. And I'm like, this is not what it looks like.
Oh, that is awesome. Gender Wars brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood. See what they have to offer at goingpostalbrentwood.com. Playing for the ladies in the audience, we have Donna in Hendersonville. Hello, Donna.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck to you. For the guys, we have Anthony in Laverne. Hello, Anthony.
Good morning.
All right.
Good morning.
We have a Get Acquainted question for both of you.
We do. Let's start with you, Donna. What's the one app you tap probably more than anything else during a given day on your phone?
Probably Facebook.
Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anthony, what about you? Is there an app you use more than the others?
I'm going to say Facebook.
All
okay.
right. Yeah, the big book of faces.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Here you go. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. We start with multiple choice.
Okay, Donna, are Itchy and Scratchy characters from South Park, Family Guy, or The Simpsons?
What were those choices again?
Itchy and Scratchy, do you find them on South Park, Family Guy, or The Simpsons?
The Simpsons.
Yes.
There we go.
Good job. Good
okay.
start.
All right. Anthony, it's your turn. Did the movie 13 Going on 30 star Sarah Jessica Parker, Reese Witherspoon, or Jennifer Garner?
Jennifer Garner.
It is yes. Jennifer Garner. Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Right.
Good guess. All right. Here it's 1-1.
All right, Donna. What recreational sport is featured in the Guy movie The Big Lebowski?
Bowling.
Bowling.
You got
right.
it.
Good
yes.
job.
Okay. Anthony, complete this cosmetic advertising phrase. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's blank.
Maybe she's born with it. I'm going to say screw. I'm going to use my screw.
All right. He's using the screw.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe she's screwed.
Let's see. Donna will tell us. Can you complete this cosmetic advertising phrase? Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's blank.
Maybelline.
That is correct.
And is that it?
That is it.
Oh,
Anthony, there's no way.
Can't catch up.
Yeah. Donna, congratulations.
You Great, have, thank you guys.
You've scored yourself a couple of tickets to go see the music of Phil Collins and Genesis
nice.
At the Nashville Symphony next week. And we'll also get you a certificate of Braggification.
Yeah, Anthony, we hope you'll play again real soon. We do Gender Wars again tomorrow morning at 7:20. What's that now?
I said I will.
You
okay,
promise.
You will. All right.
Okay, excellent. We hope so. Chance at redemption. You guys have a great day.
This morning we're talking about stories that end with the phrase, this is not what it looks like.
Right? And I love these.
Yeah.
I love these. Even though it's happened to me.
Yeah.
I could appreciate it in the moment of how funny it was for everybody else.
We have one that was sent to us on the 93.3 app. This is from David. It says, I was about 15 for the first time. I thought I might get a date. So I was shaving down there.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
first
gosh.
Time he'd done that.
All
and
right.
I guess he said it was fine. It was great until it started to grow back. And that's when it started to itch. And so he had an itching problem. And I guess he was sitting in his bedroom watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when his brother walks in to see him vigorously scratching that area while the Carlton dance was going on. This is not what it looks like. But he brings it up every time we have a family reunion, which is great.
Oh, yeah. And it'll be coming up Thanksgiving. Next Thanksgiving, yep.
That is great.
That's awesome.
Super embarrassing. And it's like only your family can cherish those embarrassing moments.
That's right. They've got all the dirt on you.
Yeah. We have Tony, who says he's from Brooklyn.
Okay.
Has a story. Okay, go ahead.
You know, I was in my basement, and my friend Paulie comes down, and he said, Paulie. Oh, wait, Tony, why is this? You got a young girl sitting here naked. You know, why she's naked? I said, hey, Paulie, come on. She's naked because she got no clothes on. He said, yeah, but how she got no clothes on? I said, Paulie, I gave her $50. He said, oh, Tony, what are you, crazy? He says, this kid could be your granddaughter. I said, Paulie, is she my granddaughter? And what makes you think my granddaughter would take her clothes off for anything less than $100? He says, hey, Tony, come on. What's going on here? I said, listen, remember I took that drawing class? I told you I was drawing. I went to an art school. He said, oh, yeah. I said, this is the final project, man. I got to do a drawing. He says, oh, Tony, I'm sorry. I said, listen, hey, don't worry. I'm finished with the drawing. What do you think? He says, Tony, oh, my God, looks just like her. But, you know, you drew her with clothes on. I say, come on, Paulie. This kid could be my granddaughter. What are you, crazy?
Very nice, Tony.
And it comes round back again. That's awesome.
You have a good one. Thanks. Back to watching reruns of The Sopranos. He's
not so much a real story as in a joke he just had to tell.
Yeah, exactly. Got to tell somebody. 95.1 in Murfreesboro is Totally Hits, Totally Nashville with Woody and Jim in the Morning over the last couple of days. A lot of people have been a little stressed out, a little depressed, a little crestfallen, if you will.
Yep.
Perhaps other descriptive words. Let's help you cheer up right now.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durbu, walk around the neighborhood.
Maybe it's something that makes you laugh. I'll cheer you up a little bit. This is really cool. This is actually somebody found this by accident. In the Ukraine, there was a video being taken for a ceramics class.
Okay.
And the teacher is explaining what's going to happen. Of course, it's in the Ukraine. And she slips and falls, and a little girl starts laughing. And it's the best laugh you're ever going to hear.
It is so infectious.
We need that little girl's laugh in our life.
I know. I need that bottled and then just like, you know, in case of emergency, break glass.
I want to hear it again.
Hear this laugh.
There you go. An amazing, infectious laugh.
I needed that.
There's a guy going viral on TikTok for a really interesting story.
Yeah. So he went to Hertz Rent-A-Car and he rented a car for a month. Okay. And we don't know exactly why, but after the month was up, he went to go return the car and he had signed up for unlimited mileage.
Right. Because normally they charge you by the mile.
Right.
But if you sign up for that, then you have unlimited miles.
So he had, a lot of miles on this car. In fact, in 1 month, he put 25,000 miles on the rental car.
That's a lot of miles for 1 month.
It certainly is. And so the guy behind the counter at Hertz wanted to charge him an extra $10,000. Even though he had the unlimited miles on his plan. This
wow.
is the scene from the Hertz office.
I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. You need to leave now.
But you're going to charge this to $10,000 to my credit?
Yes.
When this literally, that's not even allowed. But I never
you
signed.
You show me where it says I can't charge it.
Limited, not.
Dude, we're done. Just leave, please.
No, explain to me how
you can
unlimited.
Leave or I will have you arrested. It's your choice.
How is unlimited miles okay. not? Wow. Now you're going to call the cops on me, okay.
Yes. I'm asking you plenty of times to please leave my office. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you or anything else. Mm.
So after this thing had reached close to 500,000 views,
right.
Hertz stepped in and they said, you know, unlimited is unlimited.
Yeah, you can't change the definition of unlimited.
Yeah. And because you know me, like Jim, the frugal guy says, hey, like, hey, if that's what it says, you can't do it.
Yeah.
That's the deal. But To me, this begs a few questions. Like, okay, where did the guy get just like a random $10,000 charge?
Right.
For, you know, like the guy just made it up. He's just a guy who works behind the counter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like I doubt there's, it doesn't sound like there's a corporate policy because they said no, unlimited is unlimited. But it begs another question. Why did the guy borrow the car for a month and put 25,000 miles on it?
I mean, that's a lot of miles.
Any theories?
For 1 month.
Anybody in the room, why somebody would have 25,000 miles on one vehicle?
Maybe he was a reporter and he's going to all the different places that Kamala Harris and Trump went in the last few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. Doing the math, if this guy took 8 hours off for sleeping and eating, he would have had to drive 800 miles per day, which is about 16 hours of driving if you're driving at about 50 miles an hour. So that's a lot of
that
driving.
Is. I mean, that is an unusually large amount of miles for 1 month, but still, it's unlimited miles.
Yeah. What if the guy decided to set up like his own side hustle business and he used the car as like an Uber or Lyft? Now, usually you're not supposed to have another driver, but like, what if he uses it for a few hours, then gives it to somebody else to use for a few hours, and they pretty much run it like around the clock?
Yeah, it's like that Turo app where you were able to, it's kind of like Airbnb for cars.
Right, and he used it that way. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. Just an idea. It's about 2,500 miles to go coast to coast. You could have done that 10 times.
Wow. That's a lot.
We don't really know. But I just went to Hertz.com and tried to rent a car for 1 month at the airport at B&A. And it says when I put in like, okay, November 7th to December 7th.
Yeah.
It came up. We are experiencing issues. We cannot show you cars.
maybe this is a problem for the entire company.
Yeah. Maybe they just said no more 1 month rentals. Yeah,
just don't let them do it anymore.
You are going to be fired up for holiday shopping if you're full of caffeine and sugar.
Yes.
Starbucks has released its holiday menu, and new to the menu this year, some cold brews, including gingerbread cold foam, salted pecan cold foam. There's a cranberry orange refresher available with lemonade or coconut milk options.
Wow.
And some new sweet treats. And of course, you know, the regular returning favorites, the peppermint mochas and the chestnut praline lattes and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, and very low calorie, obviously.
Exactly.
Always.
And
always
it's available starting today.
This may be something that Robert Kennedy Jr. might be attending. It's going to be Exploding Whale Day in Oregon. In Florence, Oregon, I guess they're celebrating the fact that in 1970, a whale beached itself there in that area.
Okay.
And they decided to blow it up. So they like got
a
whole bunch of dynamite.
Weird.
And they blew up a whale. And, of course, it did exactly what you thought it would do. There was whale pieces all over
raining down upon.
Yeah. So then they decided to just go ahead and celebrate that every year. So November 12th, if you're making a trip to Oregon, it's Exploding Whale Day.
They blow up a whale?
They did.
Did they do it every year?
I don't think they do it every year. I think they just, you know, commemorate that moment.
People are weird.
People are weird. And we find anything to celebrate. Three things you want to know this morning.
We are 93.3 FM, your at-work listening station.
What appears to be the longest week we've ever had in the history of humanity.
Yes.
Tomorrow's finally Friday, so we'll be back for that.
All right. And in the meantime, Woody and I will be dropping by to see our friends, the kids, at Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, we'll be playing bingo with them. It was always a lot of fun.
Yeah, if you're bringing the kids, come in for an appointment or something like that, and you're going to be around for 11:30 bingo.
Yeah.
Let's all meet in Seacrest Studios,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, we'll be looking at those cabinets you have above your refrigerator.
You know those ones that are super hard to reach so you don't ever use them?
But what's in there?
Do you even remember the last time you opened those cabinets? Do you know what's in your own cabinets above the fridge?
We're going to test it ourselves.
I don't.
We invite you to do the same.
I have no idea.
Tomorrow morning. Yeah, who knows what's in there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Follow us on Facebook, 93.3 Totally Hits, and also Woody and Jim Show Facebook. We'll post our videos of what we found in our mystery cabinets above the fridge.
Y'all have a great day. We'll see you.